NCEA and scholarship exams start this morning, marking the beginning of the end of a school year disrupted by the pandemic. Today's exams are 10 days later than originally planned, a delay designed to give 140,000 students more time to prepare. They lost 5.5 weeks of classroom time in the national COVID-19 lockdown in April and May, and those in Auckland lost a further 2.5 weeks in that city's lockdown in August. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
These Year 12 and 13 students at Auckland's Sir Edmund Hillary Collegiate say they're nervous about their exams, and most agree the pandemic has affected their learning.
The lockdown affected my studies in a negative way, to be honest.
The lockdown really got me in so many ways possible.
I think just a little bit, but not like a lot.
To be honest, I kind of liked it.
The school did not give its senior students exam leave this year, so they've been studying in class during the week and also after school with their teachers or in a special program run by AUT. Monica Whakaoselea says that's been working well for her.
Studying in school, we don't have any distractions like from social media and like technology, because there's a teacher there and they can help us along the way if we were to get stuck.
But Raymond Tutuila says he prefers studying by himself.
I reckon, like, you know, just being independent helps you, like, achieve more in school rather than being with friends. It kind of, like, subtracts you from your studies. With my group of friends, man, everything's hectic.
The students say avoiding social media is important, though Ledwina Katuke has taken it further than most.
My friend and I, we actually took 2 weeks off social media, and then we found that it was helpful, so we just extended the time off social media so we weren't distracted.
The principal of Sir Edmund Hillary Collegiate, Kiri Tuketo, says teachers have done a lot to help students catch up on their learning, with extra classes after school, on weekends and in the holidays. But she says the pandemic has created a lot of uncertainty, and it's dented many students' confidence.
The catch-up credits have been great, and they have allowed us a foundation and a platform to stand on for our students, but it's still not enough for a lot of our students. What has been exacerbated was the real anxiety that exists for our young people, and we know that with fear and anxiety comes a whole lot of roadblocks.
Vaughan Quio from Papatoetoe High School says the biggest problem is not so much the teaching time lost to the second lockdown as the impact on students' motivation.
I just am not sure how things will land with regard to energy levels and engagement with externals. With my own son domestically, trying to keep that motivation level up for externals when it's been a tough slog is a challenge. So multiply that across, you know, a number of homes all through the country, and you get a whole lot of kids that might be struggling with motivation.
Mr. Quio says his school has provided more internal assessments than usual, and the extra learning recognition credits will help mitigate the disadvantage caused by the pandemic. This morning's exams include Level 1 Te Reo Rangatira and Level 2 Physics. The Qualifications Authority says there will be 120 exams, and the last will be held on December the 9th. Mō te hōtaka o te āta, ko John Gerritsen, TNA.